Ed Sheeran there with the Don't on Today FM. Dua Lipa with IDGAF before that. We are talking about the weirdest nightclub names in the country, and there are some very, very strange ones. Someone got in touch to say there was a club in Clondalkin in Dublin years ago called the Blue Banana. Wasn't that the nightclub that the girls worked in not Dirty Dancing, Pretty Woman? I'm pretty sure that that was the Blue Banana as well. So maybe it's some sort of 80s, 90s reference that we're missing. We also had Rockefellers in Leixlip in the 90s. And I've got Megan on the phone. How are you getting on, Megan?
Good, good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thanks. So tell us about your local nightclub.
The local nightclub back in Newbridge in Kildare when I was a teenager and in my early 20s was called Swift. That was the name of the club and the pub, but we used to kind of nickname it Swifto's, and then by default it became Shifto's. So it was always kind of a random one, you know, you shift anyone and Shifto's back.
Oh my God, I love it. So obviously you did the classic Irish thing, you have to put like an O at the end of it, and
yeah,
then just Shifto's. Fabulous. And did you get the Shifto in Shifto's many times?
So I would have on occasion, yeah.
Okay, but, you know, no details because that would be giving too much away. That is brilliant. Thanks so much for talking to us. Are you heading out tonight? You're not going shifting or whatever the verb for your new...
No, not now, no.
Okay.
A bit older now.
Okay, that is brilliant. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend, whatever you get up to. I'm going to play this one for Grace. I was actually going to play... Okay, full disclosure, people. I picked a random name from the list, and that name was Jared Lawler in Kilkenny, and his text was, my wife's local nightclub in Bandons was called Tramps, and then I was going to say, oh, this song's for you is a random request, but the song that I'm playing next is Maroon 5, Girls Like You. So shall I just say that is not for Jared and Mrs. Jared. It's going to be for Grace Whelan, who went to the Bedrock Rock in Tinnahealy in Wicklow. Much safer option. Here they are anyway. Oasis there with Wonderwall on Today FM. We're talking about weird nightclub names, and there's so many great memories coming in. And yeah, that's definitely something that has been sung really poorly with a man playing it very poorly on a guitar at many the after session after a local nightclub. I've got James on the phone on line one. How are you getting on, James?
I'm flying, and yourself?
Very good, very good. Tell the truth. Have you ever picked up a guitar at a party after a night out and said, I know what everyone needs to hear, and played Wonderwall?
I have not. I picked up a ukulele once and played it, though.
Do you know what? That's forgivable, because everything is okay on a ukulele, except for that version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, which is just, no, don't do it, people. So tell us, James, what was your local nightclub?
My local nightclub was called
Weasels.
And nobody knew why it was called Weasels, including the owner.
Stop. Where was that?
That was just in Kinnegad.
Okay, so the owner had no idea why it was called Weasels. So they just inherited from whoever had it before, or came up with the name and couldn't give a good reason for it, or what do you think?
They must have, I don't know, like, we asked them a half dozen times, and we asked people that related to them, and they didn't know it either.
They've absolutely no idea.
No idea.
And would you say we're going weaseling on a night out, the way people say I'm going vibing or I'm going shifting or whatever it was for the different things?
Weaseling. If we thought of weaseling, I'd say we would have never not used it. Weaseling. Damn it, I wish I was trying to do it when I was a young lad.
Okay, so you're going to have to get them to reopen the place just so you can say we're going weaseling on Friday night, lads.
Well, we sent many, many, many emails to them, but there was no reply yet. I don't think the email's been used.
Okay. Listen, thank you very much. I hope you have a lovely weekend, regardless of the weaseling or whatever you're going to get up to. Thanks a million, James.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you to everybody who got in touch. I don't even think we got through all of them. There was so many. Owen, thank you for letting us know your local club in Wexford was called The Maggot. That's not a very sexy going out on a Friday night name. But anyway, we'll give the last word to Adrian McHugh, who got in touch to say, hey Claire, it was slightly before my clubbing time, but the local nightclub in Gweedore used to be simply called Hotel Glenveagh. However, there were so many fights there that the Thursday and Saturday that it got the nickname Dodge City, which stuck, and it was actually renamed Dodge. Thank you so much, Adrian, for getting in touch, letting us know. Were you going dodging? I don't know. But this all leads very nicely into Fergie's Floor Fillers, which he does every Friday. Just picks three absolute bangers to get you in the mood for the weekend ahead. So that is coming up next. I guess we'll just call it the Claire's edition. We'll kick that off with Superman Lovers after this.
Today FM's Premier.